How to say unwanted kindness in English. Cross-cultural ways of declining well-intentioned impositions. English has two expressions, burden of gratitude and an unwelcome favor, both reflecting the subtle dynamics of human relationships. The former refers to the weight of feeling indebted, while the latter describes kindness that isn't welcomed. The complexity of these emotions varies significantly across cultures. In India and China, for instance, saying thank you among family members or close friends might actually damage relationships, as excessive gratitude can create emotional distance. This psychology is currently manifesting in political circles. In Japan's LDP slush fund scandal, Hagiuda, who lost party endorsement, described an unexpected transfer of 20 million yen to his constituency branch as an unwelcome favor. For someone now running as an independent, this unforeseen funding was nothing but an unwanted kindness. Psychologically, it's an intriguing phenomenon. When feelings of gratitude transform into a sense of indebtedness, people tend to avoid relationships. Well-intentioned impositions can sometimes perplex the recipient. The same applies in business settings. Excessive expressions of gratitude during projects can burden team members. Situations often arise where the diplomatic response, "Thanks, but no thanks," becomes necessary. In our global society, understanding cultural differences and choosing appropriate expressions of gratitude is crucial. Sometimes, the greatest consideration is shown by not saying thank you at all. Perhaps understanding these delicate nuances of human relationships is essential wisdom for navigating modern life.